Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we'll have the Arabic class and we will start with the revision, inshallah. And we will write together some of the words of Surat al-Falaq and Surat al-Nas, okay? I will ask you to write it, then I will write it for you, and I want you to check what you write, okay? If there is any mistake or difficulty, you can ask me. We'll start with the word qul, okay? Qul. So qul, qa is qaf, and I said qa, so it is qaf with a dhamma. La is lam with sukun. So qul is qaf, dhamma, lam, sukun. Okay, then a, this is the a means the hamza above the alif, okay, with the fatha. A, aw, a, this is the ayn. A, zu. Okay, so it is alif with hamza with a fatha, and the ayn with a dhamma. Okay, how I know that the ayn has a dhamma? Because I said a'u. This means that the waw is a long vowel. So to have the waw as a long vowel, I have to precede it with the dhamma. So it is a'u zu. Zu is zal with dhamma. Okay, so we'll say bi rabbi. Bi ra bi. B-R-B-B-R-B-B. B-R-B-B. Okay, regarding B-R-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B- is ba, okay, ba with a kasra, b, because I said b rabbi, b, this is the ba with the kasra, ra, this is the ra, okay, b, b rabbi, and b again with a kasra, b, ra is ra with a fatha, and ba with a kasra, b, rabbi, okay, then we'll say annas. الناس and this will be how we'll start the class of today inshallah. These two words, الناس and الفلق. I want for you to know what is the difference between الناس and الفلق. Okay, because here there is a rule, okay, which can differentiate between these two words, an-nas and al-falaq. If you look to the word an-nas, and if you try to listen to me, I didn't pronounce the letter lam. I said an-nas, an-nas, as if there is no lam. And what? How I pronounce the letter noon? The letter noon, I pronounce it as if it is, you know, two noon with the shadda. So I said annas, annas. Okay, the lam was not clear. Okay, this is, so the lam was not clear and the letter after the lam has a shadda. As if the letter noon is two and the letter lam is not around. I will clarify to you because this is an Arabic rule, grammar. Okay, regarding al-falaq, you feel the letter lam, alif, lam, fa. The fa had a fatah. So now I have two words. Okay, al-falaq, alif, lam, fa, lah. Okay, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I have a fatah also, falaq. Okay, and this is an-nas. Just for these two words, okay? An-nas is alif, lam, noon, shadda, alif, seen. الفلق is ألف لام فه فتحة لام فتحة قاف.
Is it ق or ك؟ الفلق.
الفلق ق ق ق ق. This قاف, you have, when I pronounce it to you like this, ق ق ق ق, it has to be read like this in the Quran. The كاف is not, كاف is a light letter. كاف. Okay. ربك ك. But this is Rabbaka or Rabbiki. But this al-falaq, okay, from inside your throat. Okay? In the Quran, the last word, the last letter. The last letter. Yes, the last letter of the last word of every ayah, you put sukun. if you are planning, because you have to stop. So you take whatever short vowel is there, you remove it, and you put sukun. So قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقَةِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَةِ. All the Quran, you end it with the sukun. Okay, because you will stop. Because you stop at the end of the day. Okay, so this is, now you will, I want to clarify to you, what is the difference between An-Nas and Al-Falaq, and what is this rule? We will get the rule from lesson number 11, which is called the Al. Okay, Al. Okay, so we will read it together now. Okay, yes, okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Did you get the, salam alaykum. Did you get the letter, lesson 11? Okay, you can look with me. Sister, did you get lesson 11?
Yeah.
So now we will read lesson 11, which Al, okay, please look to the papers. Okay, Al means the. Okay, Al means the. Al is the prefix that prefixes the common noun and makes it a definite noun. Okay, so when you say Nas, okay, this is a common noun. When I say Al-Nas, this is now a definite noun. Okay? When I say Hadiqa, Hadaiq, okay, or Hadiqa, okay, this means a garden. But when I say Al-Hadiqa, it means a definite garden. So in Arabic, to differentiate between the common noun and the definite noun, you differentiate by using the Al. Okay? There are two conditions for the letter lam. Okay, not the letter alif. There are two conditions for the letter lam. When the letter lam is followed by one of the sun letters, it will not be pronounced, and the following letter will have a shadda about it. What is the meaning? What is the example? An-Nas. What is the meaning of sun letters? Okay. To clarify to you, the sun letters and the moon letters. Okay. Now I clarify to you. Now when I say the word Ash-Shams, Ash-Shams, you see, this is Ash-Shams. When I want you, sister, to say Ash-Shams,
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 Ash-Shams.
Did you feel that you pronounce the letter lam? There is no lam. Ash-Shams. You pronounce the letter alif. Then you pronounce the letter sheen, okay, with a shadda, doubled, very strong one, ash-shams, okay? So from this word ash-shams, okay, from this word, okay, we have this rule, that there are some words which are similar to the word ash-shams, okay? And there are other words which are similar to the word al-qamar. Actually, in Arabic, Ash-Shams is the sun, okay, and Al-Qamar is the moon. So, they are opposite to each other, and the rule is opposite to each other. Why they choose Ash-Shams and Al-Qamar to be the basic of the rule? Because the Shams is the sun, in Arab, means the sun, and the Qamar means the moon, and they are different, or opposite to each other. The sun appears in the morning, and the moon appears at night. So there is a difference, okay? And because of that, they choose these two words to be the basic for this difference. When any word, when you pronounce it, will be like the word ash-shams, you feel that you are not pronouncing the lam, and you have to stress on the letter above, following the lam, this means that this word will be similar to ash-shams. This means that the lam in this word, for example, the word an-nas will be similar in situation with the lam in the word ash-shams. This means that I am not pronouncing the lam, and I have to put the shadda in the letter following the lam. When I listen to a word which is similar, when I pronounce it to al-qamar, what is the meaning of al-qamar? It means that the lam is very clear and there is fatha in the letter above it. For example, when we read in the Quran, al-falaq, al-falaq, you tell to yourself, this is the word al-falaq, it reminds me with al-qamar, because the lam is clear and there is a fatha after the lam. This means that this alif, this lam, is the lamb. It is called the moon lamb. What is the moon lamb or al-qamariya? It means that this is the lamb which I will pronounce it very clearly and I will put a fatha after it. When I tell you the word an-nas, you tell to yourself, where is the lamb? I didn't pronounce the lamb. And the noon had a shadda. This means that this lamb is like the lamb of ash-shams. So I'm not supposed to to pronounce it. I will just move quickly. I will say an-nas. Because some people, when they don't know this rule, they read al-nas. This is wrong. It is not al-nas. It is an-nas. An-nas. And al-falaq is al-falaq. It is easy for this one because you pronounce the lamb normally. You read all the letters. But you have to be clear with, to have to be careful with this one, al-shamsayya, because you are not pronouncing the lamb. Now I will clarify to you that this is normal. When you read, you will read it correctly. But just you have to know the rule. Okay? So now let us read again in this schedule. Okay, we will read it again. When the lamb is followed by one of the sun letters, now I will clarify to you the sun letters, but to simplify for you, I don't want you to memorize the sun letters. Just I want you to look in the Quran. If the letter after the lamb had a shaddah, this means that I will not pronounce the lamb. If the letter after the lamb had a fatha, this means I will pronounce the lamb, and that's it. Okay, forget about memorization. Nobody can memorize these letters. Okay, so what is the difference for me? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Here it is the letter, it will be has a sukun above it, either sukun or fatha. Okay, but there is no shadda. When there is a shadda, okay, always remember shadda, this is related to the sun. Okay, so I will not pronounce it. Why also to make it simple for you? Because shadda means that this letter will be pronounced twice, so it is replacing the lamb. So I will not say the lamb. I will get the lamb out. Okay, whatever any other sukun or fatha, this means that the lamb is there. So the existence of the shadda above the, after the lamb means that forget about the lamb. To simplify it for you in your mind. When I see any shadda, okay, after the lamb, I tell to myself, so this lamb, I will not pronounce it. Because there is a shadda, and this means that that letter, which is after the lamb, I will read it twice, so I forget about the lamb. Okay, this is how to make it. This is the most simple. Because, you know, other people can tell you, you have to pronounce this letter and that letter. Don't pronounce anything. Now I will give you, yes. Yes, I will clarify to you this for you with the vocabulary which is in the second letter, the second page. But please don't look to the vocabulary because I want you to feel the difference, okay, without reading it. Just to listen, you will feel what is the lamb which I will pronounce and what is the lamb which I will not pronounce. Now, when I tell you, sister, an-nar, then I write it to you because you are reading from the Quran, okay? No. Okay? And who can read this word? An-nar. Very good. Now you look to the word. This word is an-nar. You look to it in the Quran. You notice that this is alif lam. Okay, alif lam means that, you know, this is a definite noun. Okay, very good. After the lam, I have to look what vowel is there. If there is sukun, if there is shadda, okay, this means the two. So I have to forget about this one. So it is an-nar. As if it is like this. An-nar. An-nar. That's it. This is the most simple way to read this word. Now I will give you another example when you will read from the Quran this word. As-sadiq. As-sadiq. So before reading any word which is having a lam alif, try to look first before reading it. Now there is lam alif. Okay, so I have to check the next letter. If the next letter is having a shadda, so I will forget about the lam. So it is as-sadiq. As-sadiq. This is the most simple way. Okay, now I will give you the third word. All these words are from the Quran. Okay. Who can read this word now, sisters? and tell me and clarify to me why. Okay. Now I look to the letter. I tell to myself that there is Alif Lam. Okay, since there is Alif Lam, before reading anything, I have to move a little bit. I notice there is a Shadda. Okay, if there is a Shadda, this means that I have to forget about this Lam. So it will be Az-Zalim. Az-Zalim. I didn't say any Lam. Az-Zalim. I am clarifying it to you. This is the most simple way because some people, they read Al-Zalim. This is wrong. Okay, in the Arabic language, this is wrong. Okay, and then I will give you another one. Okay, and I want one of you, inshallah, to read it. What is this one? Very good. So how you will read it? You will read it as if this one is not there. As-Salih. You see? So when someone will tell you, what is this, why you are not pronouncing the lamb? You will say, because this lamb is like the lamb of the word Ash-Shams. Ash-Shams. And the word, this lamb is not pronounced. How you know it? I know it from the Shadda, which is after it. Okay, now I will give you the other example of the lamb. Okay, actually this class, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which is called the lamb al-Shamsiyya and al-Qamariyya, some whom they teach the Arabic, they consider it very fundamental. And then they tell you have to memorize. And this and that, then it becomes a very difficult one, to tell you the truth. But alhamdulillah, now it is very simple. Now we will know about the other. I will give you an example and you tell me. Now we learn about An-Nar, correct? An-Nar. Now this word is Al-Jannah. You see the difference? Now this is An-Nar, this is the hellfire. And this is Al-Jannah. So when I tell you, sister, can you please read for me this word? You tell me, okay, sister Mona, this is Alif Lam. I will not read anything until I look to the letter after the Lam. Since the letter is not having a Shadda, is not having, so this means that I will pronounce the Lam. So it is Al-Jannah. Al-Jannah. And I want you to notice that there is a Shadda here. This is none of my business. My business is this letter only. The one following the lamb. The one attached to the lamb. If the one attached to the lamb is not having a shadda, I will pronounce the lamb. If the letter attached to the lamb, this is only what I care for. The letter attached to the lamb. If it having a shadda, okay, forget about the lamb. Okay? So now I will give you examples and I want you to read it for me. One by one, inshallah. Okay, who can read this? Why? Because I have Alif M and I have a Ha with a Dhamma. Very good. So now I have Ha with a Dhamma, so I will pronounce the Lam. So it is Al-Hur. When I tell you, sister, what is this kind of Lam? Just to know, you know, from the grammar point of view, you tell me this is the Lam which is like the word Al-Qamar. Al-Qamar. This is the basic. This is Al-Qamar and the other one is Al-Shams. Okay, if you want to pronounce it, to know it, okay. If not, nobody will ask you, give you a test in Arabic grammar. So no problem. This is for those whom they have, you know, the grammar as a test. Okay, now about who will read this word, inshallah, now, sister. Al-Muslim. Very good. How I know that it is Al-Muslim, why I pronounce the Lam? Because I look to the letter Mim, which is attached to the Lam. I notice that there is a Dhamma. Since there is no Shadda, so I will pronounce the Lam. I don't care for whatever short vowel. I care for there is a Shadda or not. Because if there is a Shadda in the letter which is connected to the Lam, this means that I have to forget about the Lam. Because the Shadda means that this letter, I will pronounce it twice. Okay? So alhamdulillah, now we finish. Now the last word is this word. So that... So let us now revise two different kinds of the Lam from three surahs. Surah Al-Ikhlas, قل هو الله أحد, Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah An-Nas. Okay. Now in Surah Qul Huwa Allah Ahad, the first one up. Okay, I will ask you the question, and please, whoever knows the answer, please raise your hand so that we know if we have any mistake. Now the word in the second ayah of Surah Al-Ikhlas, As-Samad. If you know what kind of lamb, okay, to be pronounced or not, okay.
Not to pronounce.
Yes, excellent. Okay, why? It had a shad. Excellent. It had a shad. Okay, now we will move to Surah Al-Falaq, and we will check about the word Al-Falaq. It has to be pronounced or not? Yes. One by one.
To be pronounced.
Why?
Because it doesn't have shad.
Excellent. Okay. Let us now move to the word, okay, in Surah An-Nas, Al-Waswas. Okay, من شر الوسواس, ayah number 4. Okay, الوسواس, we will pronounce the lamb or not?
No.
No, I want you to raise your hand because I listen to two different points of view. We will. Why?
There is no shad.
Alhamdulillah, this is the most simple. I want you to write even in your notebook, if you know this is the letter, this is the lesson, okay, please write just the summary up. If there is no shadda, I will pronounce the letter. That's it. I can tell, if there is no shadda in the letter, okay, connected to the lamb, following the lamb. If there is no shadda following the lamb, I will pronounce the lamb. If there is a shadda, I will not pronounce. Okay, so if there is, let us write it because this is the rule. Oh, if there is no shadda, okay, following the lamb, I will pronounce it. If there is no shadda, I will pronounce. So this equal to, okay, I will write it for you on the board so that it is easy for us. From Surah An-Nasr. What is this word now? Okay, Balqis, what is this? What is this? Balqis number 2. You are Balqis? Okay, answer. An-Nasr. An-Nasr. You have to feel the shadda. Because when you feel the shadda, okay, you will get rid of the lamb. But when you say An-Nasr, nobody knows there is alif lamb or not. So I want you to say An-Nasr. An-Nasr. Okay, now I want you to compare it with this word from Surah Al-Fath. Who will read this word now? Who can read it? Book the word Al-Asr. Voila. When you want to write it, start to divide the letter. Get every letter you pronounce it, put it on the paper. Where is waw with a fatha? Al is alif lam. Let me be sure of the lam. When I think of what is after the lam, is the ayn with a fatha. Ayn with a fatha, okay, I will pronounce the lam. So it is wa, a, alif, la, lam, ah, ayn, fatha, sa, sa, sad, okay, sad, sukoon, and re, sukoon. Wal asr. Okay? Wal asr. Okay. Now I will give you another word, okay? So that inshallah when you read the Quran, inshallah, it will be easy for us. Okay. If we want to copy something, you can copy it very quickly? Well, it will take time. Because I want you to read some Quran. If you can copy for us this one. Okay? Jazakallah khair. You are always losing part of the class to help the others. Okay, until the sister, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bilqis, will come back, I will give you something from what? Now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it was, yes, Raja al-Nasrullah al-Fatih. Actually, I forget the word which I want you to have. Thank you. Okay, who can read this letter now? Very good. But please raise your hand. I feel this group is answering. But I want to know what about the rest. Now, do you know how to read this word or not? Sister Fauzi.
Yes.
Okay. Al. Mu. Eh? This is the Al-Mu. Eh? Min. Min. Al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min is the believer. Okay, this is the believer. Now there is also a very important issue. I want to ask you, inshallah, you will be able to memorize some meaning of these words or not. For example, to give you every week 7 words. Just 7 words. Al-Mu'min is the believer. You are smiling. You will not memorize. You will try, inshallah. Because, you know, I want to tell you one thing. If you remember before, I think you remember before. You remember before when we were pronouncing قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ and this, okay? So did you remember anything from this or not?
What is
قُلْ سَيْ. أَعُوذُ. I seek refuge. Okay. So you will be, can you be little by little? We can have only, for example, for this week, who writes the homework? Number one. Let us record. قل هو الله أحد. قل هو الله أحد.
Is it قل هو الله أحد or قل
هو الله أحد? Actually, I added last week when we have the conference. I added قل هو الله أحد.
But we already read قل هو الله أحد.
We did the Surah Al-Falaq. Then last three, she told us to write the Quran. Falak. She didn't check the Falak.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I tell you, who write قل هو الله أحد? If before, even before.
You I wrote it. Before.
Okay, so now.
My notes, okay. So
three sisters only. The rest.
I wrote it.
Okay, you wrote it.
I wrote
so only three write قل هو الله أحد. Okay, others, the rest of the sisters didn't write قل هو الله أحد. Okay, who also write قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ? Okay, so now what do you think? You can have a new surah or you want to write قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ? Because we... قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ? Okay, yes, this is Balqis. Balqis, my friend.
Yeah, I didn't know about it anyway, so...
I realized. Not Balqis, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. But now you will learn, you will write قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ 5 times and you will learn the meaning of قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ.
Huh? Muna, it's Surah to Nas.
Yes.
No, yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. Last week, he asked us to read the Qul Huwallahu
Ahad. This is the third assignment you gave us.
Yeah.
Hey, we did...
What did you do?
Surah to Nas the first time.
Okay.
Then Surah to Ikhlas.
Okay.
Then Surah to Falak.
Yes. No, so you did not do Falak at all.
Falak. I mean, you did
Surah to Ikhlas. No.
So I tell you now one thing. Okay,
yeah.
So that we can get the... Okay, oh, no problem, no problem. I tell you one thing, now... Yeah,
that was it said last week.
Hello. I tell you one thing. Now, I want every one of you to have the three surahs. If one, if anyone is missing one of the surahs, write it, please. Okay, so that you have... قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ Alhamdulillah. Whoever is having everything, I will give extra work. Whoever didn't have everything... You will be, go ahead, my friend, the sister Balqis.
You gave us an assignment last week, no, the upper week. This one, remember, on
Allah, very good, mashallah.
Yeah.
Thank you, mashallah, sister, that's very hard work. I will give them a test. Because mashallah, excellent. Okay. Today we have sister. Today, yeah, Balqis. Whoever didn't write, no, Balqis number one, the big book. Balqis, if you don't write قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد, write it twice only. Twice only. And keep with us with قُلْ the surah number 2. Now I want you to read for me one by one surah number 2.
Which one? The new one?
Wala Asr.
Where is it?
Surah Al-Nasr. Surah Al-Nasr. The middle one. Now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sisters, I will ask you one by one. to read for me one word, so that inshallah we are sure that whatever we learn, the most important of learning is to read the Quran. So we read now one surah from the Quran, inshallah. Actually, I will keep the next class which I was about to give you, inshallah, for the next week. I don't want to proceed very quickly with the grammar. The most important is to read the Quran. Okay? So now, inshallah, let us read the Quran. I will read for you Surah Al-Nasr first, so that you try to read with me. Then after I will read the middle one. Then after I read, I will ask you one by one to check you with some difficult words, okay? Okay, so now inshallah I will read it. So that try to check yourself what is difficult for you.
I'm in a shaitan irrajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Iza jah nazirullahi walivatikum.
Very good. Okay, this is good. But just I want you to repeat the word Nasru. Okay. Keep on.
Nasru.
Aywa, very good. Keep the ayah. Continue.
Lahi.
Nasru Allahi.
Allahi.
Very good. Wal-fath.
Wal-fath. Wal-fath.
Okay. Wal-fath. Alif Lam. Wal-fath.
Wal-fath.
Very good. Okay, now it is your turn.
Wara'ayta.
Aywa.
An-nasiru.
An-nasa.
An-nasa. An-nasa.
Okay.
Yazi.
Very good.
Ho.
Very good.
Na
yadkhuluna. Luna. There is lam.
Yadkhuluna.
Very good.
Hi.
Fi.
Fihi. Fidi.
Fidin. Very good.
Fidi. Fidihi.
Okay, keep on.
Fidihi.
Dini.
Ni. Al.
Allahi.
Allahi.
Very good.
Ahi.
F. F.
Half.
A. There is a hamza, so it is A.
Ha.
F.
F. Fihu.
F. Wajan. Okay, this is a difficult word. That's good. Alhamdulillah, now we are learning how to read Surah Al-Nasr. Okay, now the word F. Wajan. This is A. It's hamza with a fatha. Fa. This is the fa with the sukun. Wa. The waw had a fatha. Okay, then afwajan. Okay, now I want you to learn this rule. It will make it for you very simple to read the long words. When you have the sukun, divide the word after the sukun. Okay, so it will be F, and you take some rest. Then you start again. Afwajan, as if it is two words. This will make it simple for you to get the word, then you read it together. So you say F wajan. But to have it all once, it is not easy. Okay, so now I want you to say it, please, one by one. F wajan.
Half wajan.
F wajan. Not af. F.
Af wajan.
Very good.
Af wajan.
Okay.
Af wajan.
Very good. Okay.
Afwajan.
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 Afwajan. Afwajan. Okay. Okay, I will give you the third one. We said wajan because there is an preceded by a fatha. This means that this is a long vowel, so I will extend, so it will be afwajan. Okay, why I said afwajan? Because of these two, when they are two, they are equal to the letter N, so it is afwajan. Okay, but in the Quran, since you will stop, okay, so you will read يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا أَفْوَاجًا, as if there is sukun above the alif. When you will stop in the Quran, you put the sukun, so it is afwajan.
So we will not pronounce afwajan.
No, no. نو أفواجا ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. Okay, so sister Balqis number 2, you will read for us the next ayah. Okay. Can you read it? Yes. Okay. Very good. You pronounce it in a very good way. Okay. So now I want to ask you.
Behind the rock picker, was tagfiru innahu kana tawwaba.
Very good. Okay, so I want you now, Balqis, to start the next surah. So now I want you, sister, to read what is the name of Al-Masad. Go ahead.
تبت يدا أبي وتب.
No, again.
تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب.
أبي
وأب وتب.
Very good. Okay, sister, can
ما لهم ما
Okay.
Let me take off these glasses.
Very good. Okay, now we will read now the ayah number 2. Okay, together. I can read it and you read it after me, but I want you to recognize the letter. Ma. This means that meem alif with a madda. Ma. Okay, what is the next? The next is alif with hamza and fatha, so it is a. أغ ذن غين والسكون أغ. I want you to say it like this. أغ أغ أغ
أغ
نا. Now for the أغنى, this is the rule which we will learn it next week. The word أغنى has ياء at the end. Okay, so why I pronounce it أغنى أب? Because of this ألف. This means that the ياء will be ألف. When you see ألف or a stick above the ya, this means that it is not working as a ya, it is an alif. This is a lot in the Quran. So it is ma aghna, ma aghna. Okay? So the ya is alif. Then what is after aghna? Anhu. When you read the Quran and then you are still trying, you know, as a beginner, read every word separate. Don't move quickly, it will be difficult for you. So you said, first you say ma, then aghna, then take a breath and start to continue. Okay? Then the next is anhu. First you have to know, everyone has weak points in the reading. Okay? For example, for me, then and the and seen are difficult. For you, I noticed the ayn and the alif are difficult. So when you notice that the next word is having ayn, take your time. Don't pronounce it quickly, because it is not easy for you to read the ayn and the alif. So what is this? The next one is a-na-hu. An-hu. Ma-a-gna, and you stop. An-hu. Don't read quickly. An-hu. An هو عين نون ه عن هو. Okay, then ما له ما, because the ميم هذا فتحة followed by ألف, this is a long vowel, so it is ما له له. Okay, Then where? What I mean is that for you, don't read quickly. Okay, because you need to pronounce every letter. Now, if you take 2 or 3 months to pronounce every letter, inshallah, you will read the Quran very good. But at the beginning, be very slow with yourself. Letter by letter. Ma-lu-hu. Okay, ma-lu-hu. Then I wait. Then I say, where? Then I say, ma-ka-sab. Kasab. Because in the Quran, I have to stop with the sukoon. So always try to put small sukoon like this. Okay, instead of the fatha, so that it help you to read it. Kasab. Okay, so now, inshallah.
Sayasla noran zatalahab.
Very good, mashallah. Sayasla. You see, she said sayasla because the ya has an alif. Okay, so she said sayasla naran, and she said the naran because there are two fatha. This means the letter noon. So it is naran. Then what is after naran? Zata lahab. And you stop at the bih because we end. Okay, so the next, inshallah. Okay. The next, I want you, when you have the waw, pronounce the waw and wait, because you are starting a new waw.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa-am.
Aywa. Go ahead.
Wa-am-ra. At-hu-at-tu-war-wa. Amra atuhu.
Okay.
Ha. Hamal.
Hammal.
Hammal.
Hammal. Because there is fatha before the alif.
Okay. Hammal. La. La. At.
Yes. Hammalat. Keep on.
Hammal. La. Hat. Ata.
Again?
Hamalat. Malat.
Hamalat. Okay, Sister Khadija. Okay, Hamalat. Keep on.
Ha.
Al.
Hal.
Hatab. Al Hatab. Very good. Okay, now I want to clarify to you some points in this. If you look to the words وَامْرَأَتُهُ in ayah number 4, how it is written? It is wa, a, there is no hamza. I want you to note this, there is no hamza. Wa, a, ma, sukun, wam, ra, a, here is the hamza showed up with ha, tuhu. Okay, now when I read this word, sisters, I have to tell myself, there is a hamza here. There is no hamza here. Okay, if there is no hamza here, I will say, وَمْرَأَتُهُ. وَمْرَأَتُهُ. I will not stop with the alif, okay, because there is no hamza. So I will say, وَمْرَا. Then, you see, وَمْرَا, okay, here. وَمْرَأَ, why I say the because of the hamza. So I pronounced the hamza. So I said, وَمْرَأَتُهُ. I didn't say, وَإِمْرَأَتُهُ. I cannot say, وَإِمْرَأَتُهُ, because there is no hamza. So it is, وَمْرَأَتُهُ. وَمْرَأَتُهُ. Okay? Here, now there is two words. I want you to concentrate with these two words. Here it is written, وَمْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَتَ. Okay? Now I want you to tell me what is the difference between this one and this one. Why I said here وَمْرَأَتُ huh, and here I said حَمَّالَتَ. Because this is ta, this is equal to ta, because of these two dots. When I see the ha with no dots, it is equal to ha. Ha, the letter H. Okay, but this is equal to the letter T. Why this is T and this is H? Because it has two dots. Okay, so I said, وَمْرَأَتُهُ. This is the ha. حمالتا the ta. I change this one into ta. This it is written like this. حمالت وامرأته حمالتا الحطب. Now الحطب is ألف لام. You will pronounce the ألف لام or not? Yes or not? Please raise your hand. For the ألف لام in the word الحطب, you will pronounce the لام or not?
Yes.
Why? Very good. ماشاء الله. Excellent. Very simple question. ماشاء الله. Okay, now I want, actually it was Kifaya's turn, but Kifaya, can I give it to Sister Fawzia, because she is a real beginner. Okay, now I want you to read the last day. Okay.
Fiji.
Yes.
Fiji D.
Very good.
Tala.
No. One by one. One by one.
Fiji.
Yes. G.
D.
D.
Ha.
G. G. D.
D.
Ha.
Ha.
Very good. Eh?
B.
Lu. Hab. Lun.
Lun.
Hab. Lun.
Hab. Lun. Min.
Yes. Min.
Na.
Ma?
Masa. D.
Masa. Very good. This is very good. You see, alhamdulillah, we are reading. So now we will repeat this again. We will repeat the word Fiji diha. Okay, this is G diha. Now, when you have one word like this, sister, and you feel it is a long one, try to check where can it stop. Always stop in the sukoon. So there was a sukoon here. So I will say, this is G, okay, because the after ya is the ya, because the ya is sukoon. So I said G, D, ha. G, D, ha. Okay, so when you feel that the word is long, okay, tell yourself it will be difficult to pronounce it correctly. Okay, so I will divide, I will check for a sukoon and I will divide. Here the sukoon is G, D, ha. Hablun min masad. Now we will repeat it again. I want you please to read the ayah number one again, so that you know if we have any difficulty, we improve it. Yes. What? No, that's okay. Forget about kifay. Okay. Go ahead.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Tabat yada habi. وتاب.
Very good. Okay. Can you read ayah number two?
ما.
Very good.
عنه.
ما. Yeah.
مَالُهُ
okay.
وَمَا وَمَا
okay.
كَسَبَ.
Very good. Okay. Now I want you sisters again. When we said مَا أغ, I want you to say أغنَى.
أغنَى.
عَنْهُ.
عَنْهُ.
مَا not مَا. Because when you say ma, this is the English way to pronounce. It is ma. Maluhu. Maluhu. Wa ma.
Wa ma.
Kasab.
Kasab.
Okay, sister. Sister.
Sayasla naran zata lahab.
Okay, sister. Can you read the next? Aziza, okay, can you read the next?
Wam hatuhu.
Very good.
Amal latal hatab.
Very good. But I want you to clarify the ha a little bit. Ha. Because for the, you know, I think all of you, you have this problem with the ha. Hamal. Ha. Again? Ha. Hamalat al hatab. It has two ha. Hamalat al hatab. Okay, the next sister, can you read it?
في جيدها حبل
ح ح again
حبل
you see ح ح okay ح the سورة is full of ح
حبل بمسج
very good ما شاء الله you read these two we read the first one so that now you read the whole page okay the homework now sister we have to agree for I will give you a test in سورة المثل I will choose five or seven words and I will ask you to write it. Okay? So for the sake of Allah, try to write it. Try to write it, okay, to get it from the Quran. Then try to write it alone. Okay? Listen to it and share it. When you write, okay, this, the Arabic, try to feel every letter and try to pronounce loudly. So you said, ta, ba, ta, yeh, da, yeh, Dal, alif, lam, he, be. I want you to pronounce the letter. Lah, ha, bah, wah, tah, bah, ma, ma, a, gha, na. Like this. You feel the letter. Okay? So now, inshallah, we will read the last surah, which is surah, or this is enough for you today. This is enough? Your children, they want to eat? Okay. So let us make the dua. Forget about the worldly life. Yeah, to get the benefit of the dua, inshallah. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us.
Amen.
Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor.
Amen.
And from a change in your protection.
Amen.
And from your sudden punishment and or your displeasure.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell,
Amen.
And from the torment of the grave,
Amen.
And from the trials in lifetime and after this.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive us except you.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offsprings comfort to our hearts.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, forgive our parents
Amen.
And all the Muslims.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and your favors upon our Prophet Muhammad and his family and his companions
Amen.
And those who follow them sincerely
Amen.
Until the resurrection day.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Allah, reward Sister Munoz for us and protect her and her family.